And good morning. I'm your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. This is Tuesday morning, and we warn you before the show begins, you might not like our special guest before it's all over.
Yeah, you're going to get that information today.
And me and Odie's.
You all want, but you don't really want to need.
We've chased him around the room two or three times. They're trying to throw things at him, so just to get him prepared for what's coming.
He's quick. He can duck.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all be ready for this. We got garbage is going to be our discussion this morning of what you pay.
Yeah.
Kind of expensive, isn't it?
A little trash talk.
What was it? 68% raise we got? Something like that hike?
Yeah, 68%
high. We're going to tell you what that gets you in this coming year and when's a good time to complain about it.
And it all boils, when was the government responsible for our trash? Because I remember growing up, we had the ditch to dumpsters, and then I learned today that we actually did pay for that, but it was through some property tax, and then they deducted it from that and moved it into the account for the ditch to dumpsters. But when you had something else to take, you load it up and
took it down there yourself.
Dad got you in the truck, and y'all went to the landfill and paid $10 or so and dumped it off there. But not now. We can't
wait.
Government's got to raise me. I can't do it on my own.
Not in Kemper County. We just backed up and threw it in the hole, and they had a little bulldozer that went over top. I remember
there was
a lot of people that brought back more than they left with.
I did that at the Diffie Dumpster.
It's always something good there.
The good stuff, you just sat outside the box.
But we'll talk about that. We've got the man that you're going to learn not to like in just a second. We warned him, and we're going to tell you which county truck he drives to catch him at a red light.
Yeah. That's it.
We do hope your morning is going well, and you've got a good start on it. 40 as we start out today. Should be 76 before it's all said and done as temperatures warm up. Thank goodness. I'm tired of this cool. I almost felt like winter last night.
It was a little nip in the air.
It was. It was cold. So we're hoping for warmer temperatures as things move into this weekend. We should be seeing highs of 80s. Not a lot going on this weekend. This is one of those rare times that there's not five events going on at one time. So it'll be kind of a laid-back, sunshiny weekend. If you've got an event that we're not aware of, though, send it to us. We'd love to hear from you so we can get that on.
Yeah. Now, next week, not this weekend, but next weekend is the Collinsville Day, and you'll get all your Scotty Ray memorabilia. You will be set up, T-shirts, coffee mugs, tumblers, all that good stuff.
Look for Odie. He'll be on the scene there.
Yeah, and we're trying to get some 5x8s glossy so
I'll
we can get somebody to sign them for you.
Oh, hush up. You know what I did? We talked about this, I think, Thursday or Friday. The woman that took the in Brazil that took the guy that was dead with her to the bank to sign a check.
Yeah.
And she reaches over. They even have video of her in the bank giving him water. Now, keep in mind, he was deceased at the time. She was really wanting that check cash bad. People will go far and far above the call of duty to get something that's not theirs.
You know.
She was trying.
Some people just don't need to be walking among us.
No, they don't. That's one of the big things that happened last night. Let's see here. Migrants, as we look at this story, when you get into the federal government and how things work, some things just never cease to amaze me. And these people would not know this if there weren't attorneys or people with the federal government telling them what to do. But do you remember that bunch that Ron DeSantis flew to Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
I think it was 40-something of them, 49 of them on the plane. They're now going to be fast-tracked of getting visas to live in the United States because they are part of a criminal investigation. Now, are you following me, what I mean by that? They're saying what Ron DeSantis did by putting them on a plane was a crime, so they're going to fast-track these 49 people to be able to stay here because they're helping gather information against Ron DeSantis.
Well, and they can stay up there since they wanted them so much.
That's right.
You keep them. Wait a minute. Didn't that happen somewhere? Was it Chicago that said, oh, we'll take you? And now they're going, hey, y'all please stop. We don't know what to do with them.
There's several states that have done that wanted to be the what you call the sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
And also these cities that have these little areas where you can smoke dope and do whatever you want to that's illegal within that little zone. that eventually is going to come to an end too, because why, crime is up.
You mean the vending machines that sell the crack, the pipe, the
syringes? And y'all think about this, how could anybody think that that's okay?
Because of the education system we've got nowadays in America. That's why we're the dumbest country.
You may be into something. I like the way Odie, when he gets all excited, he gets to jump it up and down. But it truly is time when America steps back and goes, y'all hang on a second. We need to use a little common sense before we make one more move.
Yeah.
And let's keep giving money to other countries. And I don't know if y'all saw this week where the president is approving, is it $7 billion for the solar panels? Now, it's almost a contradictory. All of this is going to be bought out of China, and to where they were doing another program to where it was supposed to be made in America. But all of this is going to be bought and brought in from...
Well, it's because we don't have anybody that knows how to make that stuff over here.
We, as a country, y'all, I'm telling you, need some manufacturing. And that's why we totally support Chaloupe here in Meridian, making shoes. Imagine that, Meridian, Mississippi.
By hand.
Right here in Meridian.
With materials made in Meridian.
Yeah. We need more of that, folks. More manufacturing. We need to get America back on the right track. Now, I know it's going to take a little time for people to understand that they got to work. But
get out of NAFTA.
Yeah. That's our 2 cents on what some of the stories that are shaping America this morning of what's happening. Did you see this in Washington? There's always, and there's no other way to word this other than disturbed. It had to be a disturbed person. He was a resource officer.
Okay.
Went through a divorce. He shows up at school. It's a custody battle going on. He shoots his ex-wife. Then he goes home, runs from that, shoots his new girlfriend. It went on. He was also accused of raping a 15-year-old. He's on the run toward Mexico. This guy had all kinds of issues going on. He was a school resource officer in the state of Washington. He's on the run, headed toward Mexico. Hopefully they'll catch him. He'll be brought back to justice and be dealt with what he's done. That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never know what's in the mind of people that are out there. What was that show Mel Gibson was in there where he got electrocuted, where he was taking the bath and he could read women's mind? Do y'all remember that?
Oh yeah.
Where he was he was the advertising specialist, and when he'd walk by a woman, he could hear whatever she was thinking.
Yep.
Can you imagine having that power?
It's bad enough wondering what they're thinking.
Do you? No, I don't know. You don't remember the show?
No, sir.
I really hate Greg's not here to tell us, because
I was like Greg growing up. We had three channels.
It was Mel Gibson.
What Women Want. There we go.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all want to see something funny, he did reach out to his feminine side there, because he kept hearing voices, and he would figure out what women really thought of him.
And what they wanted him to do, and he would do it.
Yeah, it was good. I laughed on that one. It's not many chick flicks that make me.
But that
we'll rank that up there with Sweet Home Alabama and The Notebook.
I can do that.
Three outside of that, I can't go there past that.
The Notebook.
Boy, wasn't that good? Then he turned out to be Barbie.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's the guy that played Barbie, Ken and Barbie.
All right.
He was just like super cool and
I didn't, realize who he was married to.
Who's he married to? He don't know.
He still don't realize.
Angolia. I think that's her.
She was the one that was on the Desperate Housewife Street with the handyman. That one.
Oh, I don't know if she was on. Or was it
the woman that was in Desperado?
Yeah.
With Antonio
Banderas.
Yeah. Boy, she is pretty.
Yeah.
Ken done well for himself. He married above his pay grade.
I think so.
She had the mole that kept moving in the movie.
Yeah, that's her.
Only I would pick up on that.
Eva Mendez.
That's
Thank
it.
You, Rhonda.
But she is a gorgeous. I did not realize that's who he was married to.
Yeah.
I hadn't, since you brought that up, I haven't seen her in a movie since Desperado. The guitar.
She was in Rip. Who's on Yellowstone?
Yeah.
He was in that little Fast and Furious movie.
Yes, he was. And Angie had to point that out to me.
Now, she was working for him as an undercover agent, Eva was.
Yes.
So that was, she was in that Fast and Furious movie.
I would have never known that that was Rip. He played the drug lord in that show and looks nothing like what he does now.
Steve said Eva Longoria was on Desperate Housewives. That's right. Okay. This was Eva Mendez.
They had the same first name. I was close there. I got mixed up on a prom date one time, too. I left with the wrong one. It had the same name.
Oh, the wrong one home?
Took the wrong one home. It had the same name.
So you didn't do that dance with the one you come with?
Front row.
She's just now finding out.
40 years later. Scotty Ray and Odie, good morning to you.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and Aquapel windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Battery power made by steel. Right now, save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real steel. Find yours.
Wait a minute. There we are. We got microphones. I was looking off and not paying attention there.
Kind of like an old Chinese movie where they
absolutely. 2 days in a row. I'm sorry about that. We did have a case of vandalism last night that I wanted to bring up. This would happen on 23rd Street, right down the street from Johnson Homes near Eastern Gardens. A gentleman woke up to find his car vandalized, windows knocked out of it. As we pull this up to take a look here, this is what it would be. Let me click on that picture there. A Buick LeSabre, busted out windows. Police were called to the scene. They're still investigating. They don't know who did it at this point in time, but they are investigating that.
Then tore up the Buick.
I had somebody send me a message, and I know it is aggravating when you don't get answers from police or feel like, and I don't know the answer to this before I say this. There was a report of a possible robbery last night. Now, when you get into defining, when the police arrive, what they define that as a robbery can be different, I guess, from the average person. The person was supposedly in a parking lot, had something taken, and the police ruled it as possible theft, and they're looking at it as, no, I was robbed. And after the police arrived this morning, we'll talk to them and try to figure out what that was. But she, and rightfully so, I can understand. Sometimes we don't quite understand how one word can change the determination of what the law was.
And that's true. There's a difference between theft and a difference between robbery. And it is, you know, legal of how they obtain that.
But if you have something taken from you, however it is, I understand being bent out of shape over
it. Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
So I'll see what we can find out about that, and we'll report back on that tomorrow. The man of the hour, the man that you're going to find some oranges to chunk at, we've got him now. He's going to smile for you here. The only people that don't like him, I won't say that.
He's not ready for this anymore.
Yeah.
No, How are you today?
I'm good. I knew this was going to be a bad day.
At least we didn't start you off on Monday like this.
Look, here's the good thing. The good thing is Amnesty Day is hazardous.
Let's start with the good.
Household hazardous waste. Amnesty Day is April 27th. It's from 8 to 2 at the Ag Center. But I want to go over some of the things that are supposed to go there. This is for your pesticides, your insecticides, your solvent, fertilizers. Things that you can't put in your blue can.
Can you take a car battery there?
No.
No, okay.
Yes, to you the can't? Amnesty Day.
Yeah, Amnesty Day.
Blue cans, but like, what you can't take to the blue cans, what you can't take to the county roll-offs. This is for hazardous material stuff.
Your gotcha. Light bulbs, your fluorescent light bulbs.
Yes, your stale gas, your used oil, stuff that you collect around the house, tires. We'll take 5 tires per household, 5 car tires that go. I used to be one of them people who, when I took my car to get tires, I didn't want to pay that fee, and I'm taking my tires with me.
Odie, you want to tell him it's a dollar?
Yeah, they still charge you two to keep them or one to carry home with you.
Why am I buying tires and saving the ones I'm having to replace? I don't know, but I used to do that. But you can't just get rid of them anymore. So we're going to take car tires, 5 per household. You know, appliances, refrigerators, DQ, EPA, they're tightening down on the Freon. We're going to take those things. This is when you can come and get rid of that kind
now,
of stuff.
Now, let me ask this, and Odie, you may know this, of when you bring up refrigerators, you can still take those to a salvage yard and sell them, can't you, for the metal in them?
Correct.
So instead of dumping...
have the Freon in it.
So how do you just go out there with a screwdriver?
No.
What do you do, Odie?
Now you have to call a technician to come in and take that Freon out.
Catch it, put it back in a drum, and...
Well, there you go.
Claim it. And that causes global warming.
Okay, now that we're up on that.
And Arlene, yes, you can bring your old paint cans to this amnesty table.
Yes.
Those are approved things. Yes. What time of the hours that we can come out and do this? It was huge last year.
It was busy last year. It's from 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This will be Saturday morning, Lauderdale County Agri Center. Will it be in the front parking lot like it was set up last time?
Yes, it'll be in the same spot. When you come in, you'll just keep driving straight up past the bins. Will be on your right, and once you pass the bins, you'll come in, and then you'll come to where the bins stay on the right. They'll always be on the right of your vehicle.
All right, let's get clarification. Hydraulic hoses, does that fall under this?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this is for Lauderdale County residents only, correct?
Correct. Correct. It's basically designed for ADSI customers, if we put it that way. ADSI, that separates county from city. Okay, but
city City of Meridian will have their own amnesty day for city residents.
Yes.
And this is Lauderdale County. We know Lauderdale County encompasses the city, but this time it is separate.
Right.
For the trash part,
right.
Your amnesty day.
Yes.
So, and that begins 9 a.m. Saturday, correct?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. I was an hour off. Okay.
8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's a pretty good timeline to get everything delivered there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it was busy. It was busy last the one we did in December. And I mean, we were busy from
and
8
I took,
o'clock to 2 o'clock.
I changed my own motor oil, and I took my oil down, and... pretty simple. They have folks that help you when you pull up, take it out of the back of your truck and load it up. Jeff was there. Thank you, Jeff J. He was all on that.
We're getting reports. Highway 19 North, right in front of the fire station. We're going to say, don't know what part of Highway 19. Don't know if it's city, county, or what. Highway 19, we do have a wreck. That could be Sukulina. That could be... Engine 3 for Meridian. So hopefully we'll get some clarification on that and let y'all know. But right now we do have a car wreck. All we know now is Highway 19 in front of the fire department.
All right, making sure. That's my doctor saying, please come visit me a little bit later. That's the only text I got, Odie.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look, Carl. Carl says, how about business, not only residents? This is for residents. This is for residents. If you own a business.
You've already got this service.
You should have this service, or if you change oil in a vehicle, you should somehow encompass that in your fee. This is for people who are not profiting off of this stuff. This is household. This is residence, not a business.
All right. So now we're getting Highway 19 South. By Highway 45 overpass, that's going to be inside the city by Engine 8, by Station 8 over there, kind of by the Ag Center. Highway 19 South by
accident.
Station 8. We've got a motor vehicle accident. So sending prayers for everybody that's
All right, in there.
We're also getting reports of a structure fire this morning. And again, until the fire department gets on scene, you don't know just how serious it is. Structure fire in the 600 block of 21st Street, which would be Walker Hill Apartments up in there. Now, again, this could be a trash fire. You never know until the police get there. But this would be up behind Dairy Queen, up in that area there. So if you see fire trucks headed in that area of Meridian, that's where they're going. And again, you never know with when a fire alarm goes off if it's the real thing or if it's somebody burning leaves that somebody saw something. So
But we'll keep it as such.
Yes, sir. Bob, we'll be watching. Boy, we just keep interrupting our little guest over there.
He's finally getting a breath. We done got him so nervous.
Or is Johnny Cash so he'd be prepared for the backlash today.
If somebody can't make this particular Amnesty Day, is there another one that you have planned? I know you want to do two a year, but do you have dates?
The next one that I'll do, it'll be in the fall. I don't have a date set. It's a good bit that goes into coordinating these things because the Ag Center's got to be available. I've got three different contractors to come pick this stuff up, and everybody's got to be on to where they can do it on the same time. So I don't have a date, but it'll be in the fall. But they said, where can I dispose of it? I mean, there are companies that take used oil. There are people that you can pay to take this stuff. It's just
this twice a year that you can do it with no extra cost.
Right. This is just for the for us to do for the residents at no extra cost to where it kind of helps them out.
All right. We got more coming up on this. We'll be right back as we'll find out some more of the That was nice what he was just telling us.
Yeah.
Get into some of his, not so happy news coming up.
Y'all just staying in
there. Whew, we'll be right back.
At the Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to the Back Porch.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
And welcome back. Last night, Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department was set up. They weren't, it isn't a stakeout, but it's a checkpoint. Let's word it that way. Yeah. They had somebody just didn't want to partake of that. And they decided, I'll just go around y'all. And that's what they did. Checkpoint last night is a orange Challenger took off toward North Hill Street.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
They're still looking for that. They were tied up. It was not a pursuit involved in this, but he just decided he didn't want to stop for whatever reason there was.
I don't want to participate.
There's a trophy of some sort inside the automobile when they don't want to stop.
He
probably didn't see him, did he? I don't know what that is. Let me go around, y'all. Just keep going there. I want to bring this up. This is kind of important here as we have this family used to live in Meridian. They've moved to Florida since then, but we have a missing 13-year-old. And when I posted this last night, it does have ties to Meridian. And we wanted to share this. You never know where you'll see, and this show reaches so many places across America. This is Tampa, Florida area, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department. Zayden Jay is missing, 13-year-old white male. 5'5", weighs 100 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you happen to see this young man, share this. It's on our page. You can get this out. And again, it reaches all portions of the United States. And you just never know where you'll be when you see something and you go, it clicks with you. It does. You never know when you could save a life. So share that and be involved with that.
We have people from every state in the country that watch our show and I tell you, this is something. And with ties to Meridian, there's a chance that he could be.
Yeah,
so we reach from here to Tampa, so all y'all keep your eyes out.
The high sheriff over Newton County goes, hey, we're looking for somebody. We got a bench warrant for somebody.
Uh-oh.
So they let us know about it, and we thought we'd share that with you. Here it is right here. If you happen to see DeMar Shannon, well, they'd like to speak with him over Newton County. One of his best photos that they had, they shared with us there. I mean, I was smiling the whole nine yards there.
Yeah. Go ahead and get it over with.
Yeah, that's right. Get that away. It's not that serious a thing. It'll all be taken care of. Now, I got wind of this.
Man.
Late Thursday, and I didn't get all the details until last night, so I was a little sluggish on getting this up. But we, and I think everybody in this room, and we'll even let right there, Doug, partake of this.
Doug. One of the,
Daniel, Doug. Almost said Oscar, and I was trying to keep from saying Oscar again.
It'd be all right. It's all right.
I think we've confused some people.
But the worst thing you can do is steal from a church. That is like, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10.
Oh, if not an 11.
Yeah, you're
right.
That's
tough.
It's like Eddie Murphy talking about the Hell Express. He said, you know, somebody years ago, and I'll never forget that joke that he done, somebody shot at the Pope, and he goes, you want to go to hell? That's the Hell Express, shoot at the Pope. And he goes, you go straight to it. And as we look at this, they broke into the Pentecostal, Center Hill Pentecostal Church. They vandalized it, and they stole some items.
Mm.
The church would love to have their stuff back. It's been damaged.
I bet if you was to show up and give their stuff back, they would shake your hand, tell you thank you, still love you, and not say a word. They just want the stuff back.
That's where it
or
is.
Or at
on
least
that.
Say it's at this pawn shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, because your feet ought to be getting pretty daggum warm right now, because you're getting pretty close.
How do you live with yourself?
Yeah, that was my word. Yeah. And the only answer that I have for that, because I've dealt with several people that I've had that thing of, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, some more dope, I reckon.
Well, when you're just that bad, you don't even realize that you're that bad. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
They are so twisted that in their mind they think they're correct.
Yeah.
Evil is that way.
Yeah, well, look at the colleges.
Man alive, I thought we would share that with you this morning. A few other headlines. And don't forget, we're going to come back to you now. Don't run away. I know you're wanting to over there.
Get that seatbelt on him.
Overnight, if you were to travel down North Hill Street, there was a little bit of delay in traffic there. As at night, and this will pick up again tonight at 6 o'clock, they're striping North Hill Street. If you'll notice, there hadn't been any lines down there. And they're striping that, and they will begin again tonight at 6 o'clock. And then it should be completed maybe tonight. If not, it'll go one more night. But they're doing that from the hours of 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. to get that complete when there's less travel.
And I think they're going to have a ribbon cutting Thursday.
Another one?
Oh. Yeah, for the paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't wait to be there for that one. Hope they bring cake and donuts this time.
It won't be near as cold.
You're right. That was
chilly. Carl, I'm glad to see that you finally got a little thought process going and realized that Trump was the best thing for you as well.
As we go to, and we can only speculate at this point, because we have not, it's an investigation, and when more information on this is released, we will give it to you. One can only speculate, but the Philadelphia Police Department received a phone call yesterday that they needed to go do a welfare check. And we're all familiar with welfare checks. It's when someone doesn't come to the door when you knock on it. This was at the Western Motel. Cleaning services didn't get an answer. They called the front desk. They then, in turn, called Chief Lyons. Chief sent his police officers over. Once the door was breached, most likely by the fire department, they would find someone in the room hanging. Now, this is just a horrible situation. The first thought comes to mind, this very well could be a suicide. We don't know. We will hopefully find out more about this. And let me explain this. 99% of the time, we don't bring up suicides, but when it's done in a public place, it becomes a different ball game then. If it's done in a home that one of those happened over the weekend in Meridian, we didn't go into all that, but if it's done in a public place, then it becomes a news item that the public needs to know about. Outside of that, we shy away from that and leave that alone. But it looks as though this could be that. We don't know for sure. When we get more details from the Philadelphia Police Department, we will pass that along. Mm. So Our thoughts, there's family members that are most likely watching this morning. There's people that probably knew this person. Just a bad, bad situation.
And thoughts and prayers go out.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that, but we're thinking of you is the best way I know to say that, Odie. Be cautious around the area. Coming up, we've got This Day in History, plus we're going to go back to find out some of this news here that this garbage man has to say to us. You can't do that, Odie. That's what he said to you.
I said, I can't do it.
He's walking around with a pen and paper.
He's marking everything. And who we're talking about, because somebody asked on here, and who we're talking about is Daniel Mabry. He is our solid waste enforcement.
Way big.
Everybody's got to have a call sign. I'm Lima 1. We've got Lima 2. We've got FS this. Well, this guy's call sign we gave him was Oscar 1.
Also known as Daniel. Sometimes I call him accidentally while
he said Doug.
Doug. I don't know where that come from. It started with a D. D.
We spend too much time in the morning.
Yes, we do. We'll be right back. Let's get this day started with a smile as we start to warm up. High of sunshine in 76 later today.
The Preserve at Meridian is the premier senior living community in the Meridian area, offering independent living cottages, assisted living, and maintain their independence and pursue an engaging lifestyle with a robust activities calendar, personalized care programs, wellness activities, restaurant-style dining, and much more. Call or visit us online today at preserveatmeridian.com to schedule your personal tour.
Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, your local pharmacy and gift shop, thanks you for your continued support. Whether you shop with us in-store, through our app, over the phone, or in our drive-thru, our team will provide the best personalized customer service experience you expect from your local pharmacy. When you call or message us, you are promptly greeted by the Mr. Discount team that's ready to help. When you choose our pharmacy, you're choosing a locally owned pharmacy that cares about you and your community. Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, makes a difference.
H&H Residential of Meridian is your number one carpet and flooring store. If you've been thinking of a new look for your home or office, call for a free estimate or consultation. H&H can install or you can do it yourself. H&H has all of your design needs from color, style, and texture. If you can dream it, H&H can make it a reality. Come see the large selection of hardwood flooring, laminate, vinyl, and even carpet. H&H Residential of Meridian, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, 321 Hawkins Crossing Road. Call Rosemary anytime, 601-462-9541.
Welcome back, your friend Scotty Ray, along with Odie. We do hope your day is going good. We're going to be checking birthdays before long. Make sure to get yours in. We're going to be giving this away at the top of the hour. Hyundai of Meridian, very nice folks, teamed up with us to give away coffee mugs.
Yeah, let's go. We got some in, so before we get too tied up, let's go over a few of them. We've got Janelle Anderson's having a birthday today. Alana McCree is 42 years young today. Lanny Cochran, 15 years young. Haley Shay Noss, Kimberly Cooley, and Caleb Cupid's having birthdays today. So,
what a lot of people don't know about our special guest, I've gotten word of this. I got a text a minute ago that said that he was always a big fan of this little girl that was a movie star, and he's had this dream since he was a kid to do this on, live in front of folks.
And so we're going to see it for the first time today.
All right, the camera's coming on you. Can you do On the Good Ship? Lollipop. Yeah.
I used to. Who told you that?
News gets out in Meridian. As we go back to 1928, this little girl was a sensation. As we remember, Shirley Temple being born on this day. And she stole the hearts of America and would for most of her life. But that image, it's kind of like the Little Debbie sweetheart girl.
Yeah.
It is an image of America that will never be erased. Everybody loved her in those roles that she played back in the good old days. One of the strangest men I think I've ever seen. And this guy, am I wrong in saying he was strange?
Oh, no, he was strange.
Didn't have much talking ability. He could sing a song. We give him that. But he was a little different than the rest of us. It made Julia Roberts famous with his song. And here she comes, pretty woman. Roy Orbison born on this day, but... Man, he was a different kind of cookie there. He was the cookie on the table that stood out from the rest, so to speak.
And the Fonzarello's got a tattoo of him.
Sure did. How did you remember that quick?
I don't know.
And what Odie's talking about is the water boy.
Yeah, what mama don't know on her.
I love that movie.
Oh, I do too.
1939, one of my heroes would be born. This guy was just really, really good. He's married to the most prettiest woman there ever was in the 70s. And he would later become a guy that got to work with Heather. As we remember, Lee Majors, the Fall Guy, born on this day. What a TV show. That was really good.
Was a good show.
What a woman and what a truck.
Yeah. Always jumping and landing and
yeah.
The unknown stunt man. And he even sang that, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he?
Yep.
Did you see the episode where they were in Nashville and Dolly and all, they were at the Opry? Or am I the only one in the room that, okay, I'm it.
I'm not going to say I didn't see it, but I don't remember.
You don't remember.
There we go. I probably saw it.
But back in the day, I know I watched. The Fall Guy came on whatever day you were in front of the TV and you waited on
that
your
was just,
shows to come on.
And if you missed it, you had to wait a whole week.
Yep, that's exactly right.
The Fall Guy, I mean, boy. Yeah. And I never see that in reruns anywhere. Somebody bring it back. Save America.
Yeah, you know, maybe we need to work on getting that as a TV show that plays on the WSRR.
I'm with you on that. We go back to 1940 today. Tragedy would strike Mississippi. This would be one of the largest losses of life that there ever was. Natchez, 209 people died in a fire today in Natchez. It was at a honky-tonk called the Rhythm Nightclub. It would catch on fire and patrons would not be able to get out.
You know, laws come from
mistakes.
Things that have happened. And Daniel, also a fire investigator in class, this is one of the fires that we talk about
is
and
it?
Study, and that's where a lot of our fire codes come from. Things like this right here.
Mm, what a shame. 209 souls. Y'all think about that.
Yeah.
Oof. We go. You've often. I remember her, the first time I heard the name because I didn't know who she was, but I was watching John Travolta in Grease, and they done that song there. Look at me. I'm Sandra Dee. And I thought, who is Sandra? Because I don't know her. Well, there really was such a person. A lot of you will remember her. She was born on this day back in 1942. She's a very attractive girl.
She looks better than one that was singing the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
True that.
You're right.
Yeah,
she was
boy.
Sort of.
No, you ain't no Sandra Dee.
Yeah, you're absolutely. She had the curve. Yeah, I second that motion. Now that I'm with Odie. But I don't know. I guess she was an actress for a little while, Sandra Dee. And she must have been kind of maybe goody-goody.
Yeah, uppity.
Uppity? Is that the word?
There
uppity.
You,
yeah. You sound like you've dated somebody like that, Daniel. Boy, look at that face. The show that puts you on the spot.
Oh,
we get the answers out of people, don't we, Odie?
Yeah, I've been married twice.
Twice? Yeah. Twice. 1943, this little guy, he was a little fella there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let Odie back up and do the famous line to this guy. No matter where you are right now, you're going to know what he means.
The plane, the plane.
As we go back. I don't know how to say his name. His first name could be Herv. And I can't pronounce his last name at all. But it was Fantasy Island.
Was Chavez. I don't know.
Yeah, you're pretty close on that, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is a great concept for somebody to have a dream and go somewhere and they get to live out their fantasy, pay a little money, and it happens.
Yeah.
The show was good.
It was
pretty good.
Look, boss, the plane.
The plane.
The plane, boss.
The main character was Monty
I can't remember his name, but he
sold Chrysler cars, LeBarons, for quite some time there. He was a spokesperson for Dodge, Plymouth.
Okay. Bill says that's Villachez.
Is that Villa or Villa?
Hey. Go ahead, Bill.
Villachez.
Bill's up on his language there.
Boss.
That's right.
And I think that caught on in America where people say that a lot now, boss, and it comes back to that chip.
Uh-oh, Austin said don't answer that, dude.
1949, depending upon, I think most guys back in the day dreamed about having this set up. He had to act a little on the squirrely side to pull it off during those times. Today, they'd go, whoop-dee-dee-doo.
Yeah.
But back then, you had to come up with an excuse to live with two girls. Really? And, well, they come up with Three's Company. Joyce DeWitt has a birthday. She's the short-haired one of the show there. And, of course, we've lost two of the three there now. Hmm. That is so hard to believe. Because in my mind, they're forever what you still see on reruns at that age that never changes. But gone from us. Way too young, both of those.
Suzanne Sandra Dee was married to Bobby Darin. She played the first Gidget.
Didn't know that. But Bobby Darin was the guy... I keep away from a run around. Sue, that guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Dream. Dream.
Gidget, I was thinking that was.
Gidget, wasn't she like the beach? It was a blonde thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here was a girl that was absolutely beautiful. She'd married some hippie type rock and roll guy later in life. Everybody goes, why is she doing that? Well, she ended up divorcing him, but she was a beautiful girl, and you'll remember her from One Day at a Time and, well, Weight Watchers. She was a Weight Watchers girl.
Yeah, she was.
Kirstie
Sally
Alley.
Field. That's who I was thinking. Yes. Gidget was.
Me too.
Yeah, she done the Flying Nun thing.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. Valerie Bertinelli has a birthday today.
Oh, that was
today.
Bob. I'm sorry.
1960 is when she was born. She was a beautiful girl.
She was.
Wasn't it Kirstie Alley, though, that got kicked off because, well, too many ham sandwiches and she couldn't hold back? She got She did. She got fired.
I mean,
she
lost her going up and down, up and down.
But she had gotten that contract with Weight Watchers to lose the weight, and she decided she just wanted to eat. They fired her.
Well, I mean, look, I like to eat, too.
Oh, we're like connoisseurs of fine eating.
Extra mayonnaise and add cheese.
You know, I liked this guy until I watched two episodes of this show. He was a stand-up comedian. He was funny, and then I watched this TV show, and I thought, wow, he doesn't think the way I do. He's really far out there, man, as John Denver would say. Lopez has a birthday today. George Lopez, y'all remember him? Mm-hmm. He was a funny stand-up comedian.
He was.
But that show, if you had a meter, it went... over here. We'll leave it at that. Bobby Kennedy, the man who killed him, was sentenced today. Do y'all remember this date as we go back? And I think you pronounce it Sirhan. Is that how you do it?
It looks like it to me.
Yeah. He was on.
I wasn't around at that particular time.
It was a little bit before us. It was. It was 68, if I remember right. It ended today. And she scared me even as a kid. She scares me even more today. Y'all remember that? She was just like grumpy all the time. And then she would go to live with those three other nice young ladies in that house and whoop up on them on Golden Girls.
And was funny.
Yeah.
In that movie or in that show. Yeah.
The Golden Girls, you got to give credit where credit is due. That really clicked with America.
Yeah.
Because there were so many factors in that. There's a lot of people that has lost their spouse. They don't have enough money to make it on their own. And you have to be unique in a way to get by. And they did. They all moved in together.
True. I mean, you know, why not?
They have things like that now called beer camps. And men just go live there.
B. Arthur.
Let's see here. 1981. Let's go there. I'm down to my last dollar, and I don't really care. Y'all remember this? Unwound by George Strait was released. Boy, that was good music.
Well, he went straight up from there.
He did. George Strait, that was some of the best music you will ever encounter there. That early 80s, George Strait.
You mean when it was country?
Yes, sir. Well, the unique thing about him is he still is.
He still is.
The world changed, but George Strait stayed true to what he was. I agree with that. I'm going to hire Wino. What are they going to do? They're going to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here, and you won't need to roam. It was put to pen today. We'll knock out the something down the hall and put a sign on that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to the bathroom down the hall. That's how it was. Do y'all remember this? David Frizzell.
Yeah.
It was released today in 1982. It was humongous. People loved it. There was a lot of ladies that could relate to their husband coming home late.
I don't know, we had one of Richard Petty cowboy hats.
Yeah, they did have those Richard Petty cowboy hats. 1983, the Oak Ridge Boys would come out with, well, My Baby is American Made. Matter of fact, it went number one today.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From her pretty long something to her sexy long legs, she's American. Yeah, I remember that. There was a big communication failure in 1985 upon this date. And America wouldn't have it.
No.
This was back during the days to where you walked into a store and there was a little table set up. And behind it, had little cardboard things. And they said, "Hi, would you like to take the Pepsi challenge?"
Yep.
And after today, they were going, "Yeah, I like that better."
I remember they had a 1-800 number and they wanted you to call and vote. And boy, I voted.
It failed miserably. Nobody liked the new Coke.
That was terrible.
And truly, this relates to a lot of things in life. When something is good, sometimes it doesn't need to be messed with. It doesn't need to be tweaked.
That's right.
I like the Coke now. But that new, I remember when I took a sip of it, it was...
Pepsi loved
vanilla
it.
Coke.
It really put them ahead of the game.
Oh, it did.
They lost no telling how much money, and I would assume that new CEO didn't last very long that made that decision to do that.
Now, we're not going quite that far back, Scott, to the original Coke.
Yeah, they did take a few things out of it.
yeah.
That's why they said it would cure any ailment that you had.
Major, where you just didn't care.
Oh, let's see here. How would you like to be the guy that you're holding a bottle of wine that dates back to 1787? Thomas Jefferson's bottle of wine, as a matter of fact, and you go, "Whoops, I dropped it." It was worth $500,000, and the guy dropped it today.
Sir, you'll be washing dishes today and tomorrow?
They were... I can't imagine. And how it survived that long. And what was he doing holding it? Were they getting ready to auction it? I don't remember all of that.
Bill said, "I drank the original Cokes in glass bottles made with real sugar in Mexico." Bill, I'm with you on that, and I get one of those myself. They sell them right down there in North Hills.
I'm told that is way better.
Are they good?
Oh, man.
I know you can get them at Sam's.
Oh, man, they are good. I haven't got them from Sam's, but...
I got that in there. I got several over there if you'd like to try.
I would like to try one.
It is.
I've looked at them. But,
it is nothing better.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's good.
Kind of takes you, at the end of the day, have one of those. It really takes your mind off everything. Life is good for that few moments there while you're drinking that. We need to make a commercial about that because it's true.
We can do that. Up there sales.
I had forgotten about this guy, all about this guy, but he got out of prison today. Do y'all remember the former mayor of Washington, D.C.? He made a lot of headlines back in the day, but he got out of jail today. Marion Barry.
Yeah, he was smoking crack in the hotel room and...
Went to jail. They let him out today.
And then, if I'm not mistaken... They re-elected him for mayor again.
Yes, sir. You can't fix things like that, Odie.
Do they have those vending machines?
Yeah. They probably do. He's the one that brought it.
I'm going to see if any of you two can sound like this guy.
Howard Coast sales coming to you.
Howard had that voice. I can't do it. But I've heard people that could mock him.
Oh, there's some out there.
He would pass away today back in 1995. Howard Cosell passed away.
Yeah, he was the man.
He was the voice of sports. He was just really it.
Yeah.
I got this kind of mixed up there in years. 1991, Alan Jackson would release this. Anybody remember, "Don't Rock the Jukebox"?
Don't rock the jukebox.
And yeah, that did come from an actual somebody. They were at a honky tonk, and somebody leaned up against the jukebox, and it made it skip a record. And the guy goes, "Hey, don't rock the jukebox." Alan heard it.
Ah, ding, ding, ding.
The rest is history,
probably
so to speak.
County line in.
That's what it was. A lot of people. I've heard the county line in 4 times this week.
Yeah.
What went on behind the doors of the county line?
Well, can't say.
Loved the county line in.
That was out past Chet's, wasn't it?
Jimmy Smith, County line.
Fort
Highway
County,
11. Yeah.
Highway 11?
Yeah.
But I've heard that brought up over and over this week.
Yeah, boy.
This name, I had totally forgotten about this guy. But years ago in Russia, it was a name that we all knew. We've just heard Putin so much lately, we forgot about this guy. Y'all remember Boris Yeltsin? He passed away back in 2007 on this date. I totally forgotten about that guy.
Yeah, me too.
And back in 2005 on this date... I don't know if y'all remember this, but it seems like it was so much longer ago that it's a part of our world. You two, throughout the first video today, it was at a zoo. I really would have thought it was longer ago. And I did not know this, but this young man took his own life. It was 2005. His name was Sawyer Sweeten. He was on the show Everybody Loves Raymond. He was one of the twin boys on there. He was 19 when he passed away on this day.
Well, I don't remember it.
Not my kind of show, I didn't.
Everybody loves Raymond?
Yeah.
I love the dad.
I didn't love Raymond.
You didn't love Raymond? The daddy was, like, perfect in telling the mama what he really thought.
Yeah. Try that in real life, see what happens.
Y'all hang on. Oh, you're right. You're right. We'll be right back. More coming up with Daniel as we get into Trash Days here at the Scotty Ray Report. We'll be right back.
Your next appliance is waiting on you at All Temp Appliance and Refrigeration on Highway 19 North. If you've been trying to locate a freezer, drop by and see their big selection of upright and chest freezers. A showroom full of stoves, gas, and electric. Maybe it's a new refrigerator from large double doors to the simplest of refrigerators. Name brand washers and dryers like Speed Queen, Amana, and delivery is available. With a great service department to back up what they sell. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. and by appointment after hours and weekends.
Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts is located in downtown Quitman, directly across the street from the post office. They are your one-stop shop for all of your floral and gift-giving needs. They have everything you need to make those you care about feel special, from a fully stocked gift shop to roses, mixed flower arrangements, and plants, whether it be a special occasion or just because. Remember them in your time of need for all of your funeral floral arrangements. Call on Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts at 601-776-3010.
Summertime has arrived and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower. Plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk.
And welcome back. I'm your friend, Scotty Ray. As we have Daniel in with us, and as we mentioned, you had some bad news, and maybe bad news is not the word for it, but he's here to tell us what the garbage people aren't going to do. And is that the best way to word this, Dan?
Well, I'm not going to say they're not going to do. I'm just going to kind of tell people what they're not required to do.
All right, put it on us.
Well, let's start with just the ADSI pickup altogether, okay? If you have stolen cans, broken cans, service complaints, you need to call ADSI. That number is on your can. It's 866-440-3983.
Okay.
And they will get you a replacement can. You can talk to them about your service. They didn't pick up. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. Or if you have a stolen can and you don't have that number, look at your neighbor's. It's on your neighbor's can. But if not, you can call the tax collector, and now it's going to give you an option. You can press 2 for complaints and 3 for new or discontinued services. So the tax collector, Ms. Doris Vidal and them, they deal with the new and discontinued services. Okay, we contracted out through ADSI, so they handle the service complaints, broken cans, that kind of thing. We'll talk about the cost. I mean, everybody's upset. It went up 68%.
That's pretty stout.
Pretty stout, but it hadn't been increased in 14 years, plus or minus. I just found out prior to this service, Lauderdale County, you paid $60 a year to take your trash to the green dumpster or the green box or the Dipsy dumpster or Dipsy dumpster, whatever it's called.
You called it, huh?
But now, if you break it down, I mean, to me, $14 a month or 47 cents a day is what it costs you to have the blue can, to have somebody come take it away. They're only required to empty the blue cans. They're not required to empty a can if you buy it from Walmart or if you pile your stuff up around the can. They're not required to pick that up. Now, they do have in there, or they've mentioned that they will pick up a bag as long as it don't weigh over 35 pounds, because holidays, you have Christmases that create more trash. But this is not designed. They don't want you to do it every week. Okay.
They seem to very much dislike cardboard boxes for some reason.
Just yours.
Oh, okay. They seem to really dislike those.
Well, you can take your cardboard box to the roll-off at the county bin and put it in the county bin.
Or you can take your cardboard to the thrift store on on 8th Street.
Yeah.
And they collect it and sell it, and it's take care of it that way, and you keep it out of the landfill.
Hey, get with me on that. So, because I have a lot of people who ask about that. Because
that would be good.
I don't know where to take this stuff. We tried to do a recycle program for Lauderdale County, but we were hauling it 90 miles away, and then they would say, we don't want it, and then we would have to haul it back, and it was just costing the taxpayer money to try to get rid of something that we couldn't get rid of. So, yeah, get with me on that, Odie, so I can kind of, or share,
yeah,
that,
we'll look,
share
we'll
that information.
We'll find out for sure, because I know they used to do that all the time. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to this. Let me get this
the
over
bad stuff. Let's get that.
It's not
out of
bad.
The way.
It's just kind of
just not good.
It's new from what we've been used to.
Yes, it's going to be. I mean, things are a little bit different. You know,
have your trash out by 6 a.m.
By 6 a.m. Okay, so. I got some calls the other day that they hadn't picked my trash up, and it's 10 o'clock. I had to call and see what was going on. Well, they had a driver that used to drive the route years ago. Now he's driving the route backwards than the guy who was driving it. So he went right instead of left, and it made your time later. So they're not required a time. There's not a time other than 6 o'clock in the morning. You need to have your trash out by 6 to guarantee that it's going to be picked up that day. Trash that goes in the blue cans, it's got to be in bags. It's supposed to be bagged. If you go and you throw your cans, your bottles, your paper, your whatever that's loose in that can, and when they dump it and the wind blows it out and now it's in your yard, ADSI is not going to pick that up. Or they're not required. I'm not going to say they're not. They're not required to pick that up. That's on you because you didn't put it in a bag to start with. That's just some of the things in our contract with them that I don't know if everybody knows. I don't think everybody knows the rules. You know, that's why I really want to talk about it.
So we had one that said since they went up on the price, his hadn't been picked up a couple of times. Now the good thing is I was at a meeting when ADSI was talking. They're putting cameras on their trucks to prove that they had been there, and they are picking these up. So if you've got a camera that you can video them bypassing your blue can, not the can that you got from Walmart or your extra can, to prove to them that, hey, you are skipping mine. Now, you can purchase an additional can if you require 2-can pickup.
Right.
Is it the same cost as your first can, or do you get a discount?
It is. It's the same cost. It's the same cost to have it hauled away. That's coming from Miss Vital. I talked to her.
And my question on this, and you, I probably need to ask a supervisor on this, of pricing. All right, we got a 68% tax hike. Would it not be cheaper? And I don't know the answer to this before I throw it out there. Would it be cheaper to go back to the green cans to where you could take your trash off anytime you wanted instead of having to hang on to it for a week? Are we to the good by doing this with a company that's going up that says, no, you can't put 2 trash cans out there and I'm not going to pick it up if you do this? Are we better to have a green dumpster to go drop this in? I'd like to know pricing, what this contract costs here, what is costing the county compared to owning our own or having a company that hauls off those green boxes. We might be better off doing it that way, but I don't know the numbers. Right. And I would assume a supervisor would be the person to ask.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. You know, go to one of the supervisor meetings and, you know, talk to them or talk to your supervisor in your district. I don't know the price, and I don't know the cost either.
I knew a lot of men, you know, years ago. How long was it, 15 years ago? They use that time to go to the dipsy dumpster as a way to get out of the house for a little while. If you know what
I loved it. escape.
I'm taking the trash out. I'll be back in a little bit.
But it you know, to the average person that puts something out by the driveway and they walk down there and it wasn't taken off, it gets aggravating. And no one's going to say that it doesn't.
Right.
And the green dumpster would probably solve your cardboard box problem there.
That's why they kind of put these the roll off bins at the county barns to catch that kind of stuff that's not going to fit in your can. And there you go. There's your chance to get in the car and get away.
But they're not open on Sunday, so you can forget sneaking over there on Sunday. And it cuts off at 3 o'clock on Saturday. If you have to work Saturday, you will not make it.
It's
or is it five? Is it?
It's 9 to 5.
Nine to five.
It's 9 to 5 on Saturdays. But if the if the dumpster is full, there's nowhere to put it, so they shut it down. But there's four more still open somewhere.
Right, it's just another portion of the county.
You have to go to another spot.
And we need a, because I don't think everybody knows where those areas are. We need, if you could draw up a post, and we'd be glad to share this of where the locations are, because it does get confusing.
Right.
Like if you're from the West Lauderdale area, you're not really familiar with what happens in the Southeast community.
Correct. And you know,
now that's not household trash. You need to reiterate.
Right.
That's not for.
Yeah, these are for bulky items that won't fit in your blue can or take up room in your blue can, so your household trash won't fit in it. You know, your TV box. You went and bought a 110-inch big screen, and you had this box out there. Well, take it to the roll-off, and you can put it in there, and it'll be done away with instead of sitting out by the road for a week.
If you got this 15-yard box that you're putting these dry goods on that goes to a C&D landfill for X amount of dollars, if one person comes along and throws in a bag of household trash that could have food or something in it, now that's got to go to
a sanitary landfill,
and the price just went up
for
the entire load, not just that one bag.
And believe it or not, taxpayers are paying that bill.
That's why it went up 68%. Yeah,
we pay that bill. So
it's almost that this needs to be evaluated and very well explained to the taxpayer of this is option one, this is option two, and this is why we're going with this. If it's been told before, I don't think everybody knows. And again, I'm not picking on you because that's not your job. You don't know all of that. That's to the higher-ups that bid on these projects.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. Some of this stuff does cost more because we do throw whatever in those roll-offs, and it has to go to the higher-priced landfill. And it costs. And I'll be honest with you, I think the supervisors are really trying to keep the taxes down. They're trying to keep it to where we are. But us as a community or us as a Lauderdale County, we need to help ourselves by trying to separate it and do the right thing, because I don't want you to pay for my stuff to be hauled off, and I don't want to pay for Kemper County stuff to be hauled off. I mean, it comes back, it falls on us as the public to try to do right. But if you don't know the rules, you don't know the rules.
So correct.
We've got to get the rules out. We've got to get the word out, just so we can kind of combat some of this stuff. You know, you know, and then you got the ones who don't want to go to the roll off, and they want to go to the dirt roads and dump it all on.
Yeah, you can't do that at all.
Well, that's definitely costing the taxpayer. So you know, it all boils back down to us.
Yeah.
You know,
now what you said, and I want to say, bring this up for you to talk about. A lot of these green boxes and everything else, that's trash. Your main thing that you deal with is illegal dumping, and that's two different things.
Well, I don't really deal with the litter. You know what I'm saying? I deal with the big,
where somebody backed up and just dumped a whole truckload of junk.
Right, right. Or they back up and they throw tires, or they throw whatever. Couches, man, couches have been, I guess, income tax time, I don't know, but there's been a lot of people with some new furniture this year because they threw out a lot of old furniture.
So if you have, let me ask this, if you're watching right now and go, all right, I got a couch I need to get rid of, where do you take that?
Take it to the roll-off.
To the roll-off.
Take it to the roll-off at the county barns, and I have it printed on that last sheet. There's one at Lauderdale Tomb Super Road in Lauderdale, Mississippi, south past the tracks. One at Center Hill Martin Road, Collinsville, Mississippi. One at North Lakeland Drive, which used to be the old landfill.
Yep.
One on Jeff Davis School Road, it's out by Southeast Middle School. And then one on Windmill Drive, right off of 39. So you can take them to these. But like I said, if you get there, if you go late on Saturday, it's possible that thing's full. If the gate's shut, don't dump it in front of the gate. Don't dump it out beside the dumpster.
I've seen that done too.
Take it to another one. There's four more that's still around the county. You know, and I say this doesn't cost you, but it does cost you in the long run. But it's not taking it to Pine Ridge or JWC or Waste Pro or any of those. So this is a service that is there to help you with those blue cans.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Any information that you can send to us, we'll be glad to share on this. A touchy subject. There's no other way around it.
It is a touchy subject, and I'm not, you know, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not pointing fingers. It's just, I think that some of the rules or some of what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the rules of engagement on this, your blue cans and your roll-offs, that we don't know, that we've got to get out to the public.
Well, we've gotten used to, if you take two cans out there, they'd pick two cans up. And then if everybody did two cans, you're filling that garbage truck up faster than what normally would. They've got to go to a dump site to dump it before they can come back. So their cost went up. They're going to pass it over to us.
Well, they need to make bigger garbage cans then. Make it bigger. Extra large. I solved it. We'll be right back. Rockhouse Gun and Pound, located at 5430 Highway 19 North, is ready for spring. From weed eaters to push and riding lawnmowers, and one of the largest selections you'll find in chainsaws, along with power tools and generators for backup power. Maybe you're in the market for a TV or maybe a guitar. And not to mention a large selection of diamond rings and Louis Vuitton purses. The Rockhouse Gun and Pawn even has a private lobby for your pawns for confidentiality. Visit them today, Highway 19 North, Rockhouse Gun and Pawn.
Spring is finally here, and at Paris Kubota, we currently have just under 500 mowers in stock. Z-Series 42-inch for only $43.99 cash or around $86 a month, and we're offering free delivery and pickup. And did you know for only $4 a month, you can also add a Husqvarna handheld to your deal? Come see us, Meridian. We've moved to our new location, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Stop by in and find you one of these great deals.
The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above-ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're building it, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group. Do y'all remember Joe Exotic? Remember that guy with the lions and tigers?
Oh, yeah, with the tigers, yeah.
They are testing him for possible lung cancer. He says that if he is diagnosed with it, now again, he's in jail, that he's going to refuse treatment. We'll keep you posted as what becomes of that. Odie, we need to award the birthday mug morning there. And here
While I'm getting that, Christian put on there, didn't know you're not supposed to throw loose stuff in there. I don't think there's anything that says you can't throw loose stuff in your trash can. But if it blows out, you're responsible for the loose trash out on the road. So just be careful with
that.
And
they do. They want it to be in bags just because of that. Because a lot of times if that wind's blowing or whatever, or they dump it and it just don't go in the back of the truck, that it's better to have it in a bag. If you had it in a bag, it's not going to be blowing everywhere. It's not going to be up and down the road. And it's not going to be in your yard.
Well, there you have it, straight from the garbologist right there.
From the garbologist. And we had John Campbell turning 21 years old come in just a little while ago. So we're going to see how this is, and we're going to hit go, and dun, 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 dun. Alana McCree, 42 years young, winner of the Hyundai of Meridian Scotty Ray Report coffee mug that you can get down at Hyundai of Meridian. Go by there, Highway 39 North, and pick up that coffee mug that you want.
Do y'all remember Delta Burke designing women?
Yeah.
I didn't know that she had a drug problem at one time. She's married to Mississippian Gerald McCraney.
Yeah.
And she said it all goes back to when she was on the hit TV show that she played there, everybody loved, of Sugar Baker.
Well, she was the biggest one on there.
That's it. She said they were picking on her.
So,
and she got to taking drugs to try to fight her weight, and it got worse and worse. And she said the next thing she knew, she was hooked, and it ruined her. And she goes, that was a miserable time for
her. I bet she was probably healthier, heavier than what she was with the drugs inside of her.
Yeah, bless it. But she's over all of that now, still happily married to, I think they've been married like 39 years.
That's pretty cool.
I like old Gerald McCraney.
There he wasn't is a hoot now.
Simon and Simon,
Simon
y'all.
Simon and Simon.
Major Dad. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. As always, and we want to thank you for coming in and talking to us about garbage there.
Thank y'all for letting me be here. You know, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to upset nobody. I'm not trying to do whatever, but I just want to try to help the community, help us
as Absolutely.
Lauderdale County. I mean, we need to help try to clean this place up, do the right thing, and let's just make it look better around here.
I'm with you on
there
that.
There we Thank go.
You. All right, Odie, I'm going to leave it to you to leave us on a great note here, a Bible verse to lead us.
Talk about something short, sweet, and simple. Colossians 3, verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Whew. If that doesn't say a mouthful right there of what the good Lord can do for you and bring you into happiness, no matter what it is, that is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ask Him to come into your heart, and you'll be a changed person forever. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back in a little less than 23 hours. Until then, remember, we love you, and have a great day.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.